producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of Jennifer Horn, who's here on the Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen, and Ken Kessler, to work our way through your Thursday. It's October the 8th, and Jennifer and I are here to admonish or admire. I guess maybe it may be a little of both of those things. The Russians are flexing their muscles in Syria, doing what we did not do because we don't have good leadership. You can say what you want to about bad Vlad, puking Putin, but in this circumstance, he's kind of got things figured out here, at least for his best interest, whether it's, and he always thinks in terms of his best interest.
Of course.
Not his country's best interest, just his best interest.
And to be fair, it was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, yes, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Happy birthday. What says happy birthday like dropping a few bombs?
Right.
Hey.
Making love, fire those cruise missiles.
He was playing hockey yesterday, actually, I saw.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ground offensive continues.
Who doesn't let him win, by the way, when they're playing?
Yeah.
Win? To win or not to win?
That's right.
That is the question. So, it's been a crowded couple of days in the skies over Syria. Our planes attacking ISIS. Russian planes attacking ISIS. Probably really attacking the Syrian rebels. Sounds like a recipe for a really bad military incident, does it not? U.S. pilots have been ordered to change their flight path if a Russian plane comes within 20 miles of them.
They're shooting our drones down. Why not?
Shooting down the drones. U.S. planes flying from an airbase in Turkey into Syria, changing flight plans to keep a safe distance from the fighters that have come from Russia. So, what does this all lead to? Well, maybe it leads to the cleaning up of the mess that's there that was created out of the vacuum that we created. Mm-hmm. I don't say anything good about Russia or the Russians because there's not much good to say about either the Russians or the country because of its leadership. But there is a vacuum. They have filled it. Like it or not, mm-hmm. What's the outcome going to be?
That's sort of what worries me a little bit about our big, you know, tough stance to remove Assad. I think if you remove Assad from Syria, you create another vacuum, which you don't know how that's going to end.
You say Saddam Hussein.
Right. And, you know, as much as I don't like the Russians, I don't trust Vladimir Putin, I am not on board with what they are doing. Mm. But at this point, we've sort of been outplayed. They're the ones that are taking control, and you know, maybe we let them keep Assad in place for now, we let them clean up ISIS, and then we go back in after the fact.
Well, that whatever is realistic.
Sadly, I would like America to go in there and take charge, but with this leadership, that's probably not going to happen.
Well, but how much time do we give to all of this? I was looking earlier at what's going on with the refugees leaving Syria to go to Turkey, to go through Greece, to go to Europe. The numbers of people are in the millions now who have been displaced, and what's coming as a result of it, people and the wholesale change in the landscape. That's really what's going on. And when I say landscape, I don't mean just the land. I mean
the scape.
what I see here, and so for those of you who think it sounds frequently like I'm criticizing our country. No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm criticizing our leadership because it's so bad. And it has been bad for a long time.
Well,
it's been bad for at least the last 14, 15 years.
This refugee thing, I actually had the opportunity, I think I've mentioned it here before, I host my own program locally here in Los Angeles, and I had the opportunity to talk to someone about this refugee crisis that's going on, and this person's take, and he's studied this and seems to be pretty legit, is that yes, there are a lot of good people who have been uprooted, but there's also a lot of opportunists who are using this as a play, as a way to get placement, right? So there's so you get this huge number of refugees. And then
a lot of people make a lot of money.
A lot of people make
it's like the Mexican cartels bringing people across the border. Same thing there. People are arranging for the Syrians to get into Turkey and up to Europe. These people are paying thousands of dollars to some of these handlers to get them out of there.
I know, and not to be judgy, but who wouldn't want to get out of there to go to like a Western culture, either in Europe or there's pressure on America to take these refugees in. President Obama said that we would take some Syrian refugees in, which is a huge risk to our national security because these people don't have anything. They don't have papers. They don't have anything because they're just...
Some of them got a lot of money.
Some of them have money. Some of them have nothing. Hmm. But there's also the theory out there, and this is a new one that I've heard, and I don't know how much I'm buying into it, but I'll throw it out there, that the leadership in this country is excited about getting these refugees in because refugees help determine elections.
Right. And all they want is more votes. That's
right.
All.
And this is from the Kennedy School back in 1965, where you bring a lot of people in and you can start skewing elections.
Well, that's what they did. The Kennedys were masters at that and so have more Democrats than Republicans, only because the Republicans weren't smart enough to figure out how to do it.
Right.
But that is what has gone on and is going on with all of this pandering. It shows the weakness in the system. We have not found a perfect system here yet. And the aftermath of all this stuff is how the government is maneuvering things around to suit the government, not to suit the people who provide the means for the government to operate. And that's really what this is all about. Okay, so we have more... It's a lousy way to start a good day. I want to get this stuff out of the way. Afghanistan, the hospital bombing, the president apologizing for that, and
I don't agree much with the president, but how awful is it to have to make that phone call?
Hmm.
I feel for him. How do you call and say, oh, I'm sorry, Doctors Without Borders, that I bombed?
He didn't bomb him.
No, he didn't, but he had to call and apologize. Yeah. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. That's a horrible call to make.
Could have ignored him. But it wasn't particularly prudent to do that.
Part of the job I would not want to have. Oh, no. Terrible.
What part of the job would you like to have? Being president of the United States.
The press,
like?
The press correspondence dinner.
Really?
The inaugural ball.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's it. Not much
maybe
else there.
Staying in the White House for the night, you know, cruising.
How about
through
the 400
Rose
G's, the big time 400 G salary that you get?
For me, that's a lot of money. For them, I would imagine in most cases, for them, the people that actually make it in, it's a downgrade.
Look at the way that the presidents have turned their fortunes around, literally and figuratively, after they got out of the office in the last, certainly, three takes.
They said they were, you know, poor, destitute people when they left the White House.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Now they're millionaires.
Sarah, how about a little action?
The only thing is that you get a lot for being a past president. You know, you get security. I'm sure they help you with housing, that kind of stuff. So, you know.
Right. Hello. Why did I say Hillary like that?
I don't know. This is the second time this week you've called me Hillary.
No, I wasn't thinking. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton and what it is that she brings. Look at this whole business here. For the first time in a long time, there's something to really sink your teeth into when it comes to her and what she stands for. She opposes the Pacific trade deal. Good for her. This is the most horrible agreement that you could possibly imagine. The worst trade deal of any of our lives. And if it gets passed, you will not recognize this country in 10 years. You won't recognize the food that we eat. You won't recognize who lives here. You won't recognize anything. This is so horrific. And how is it that a guy who's so weak, a president that's so weak, gets into the trade deal? You either have to get it, will you thumb it up or thumb it down? There's no discussion. How do you get that in his weakened state? Why are these people rolling over? That's part of the problem with the trade deal.
And politically, I think for Hillary, this is really smart, whether she opposes it or not, because then she can create some separation between her and the current administration. And if Joe Biden jumps in, she's got that going for her, because so many people, it's not popular. I think 63% of Americans oppose the TPP. So pretty smart on her side.
It's a bad deal. Horrible deal.
Well, yeah, it sends jobs away.
Never mind that. We won't be able to eat our own food.
I know.
Horrible for American farmers, and that's why I don't like
horrible.
It. Rupert Murdoch says we need a real black president.
What does that mean?
It means that he's a moron. That's what it means. He's a bigoted, phony old man who wants to control everything and everybody.
He said Ben Carson would be a real black president, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He wants anybody but Trump.
Racially authentic. That's what he says. Ben Carson is racially authentic.
Yeah.
And of course, he's...
Rupert Murdoch is ABT. Anybody but Trump.
That's pretty obvious. And he and Roger Ailes are not having a good time trying to figure all that out.
Did you see Ben Carson on The View?
I did not.
Okay, so Ben Carson, to me, I think he's
pretty
super
much
smart.
Find The View to be a waste of time anymore.
Sometimes we still talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he's really smart. I think he's kind of low energy, and I don't know. So I'm not quite on his bandwagon.
Ben Carson is very low energy.
I'm running for president. Okay, Ben. Shake it up. This is a big day.
All right, Ben, here we go.
He was on The View, and he actually was, like, kind of up, and he's talking about, I loved this, because they were saying, well, you know, you were a poor black kid who stabbed somebody who barely made it out of where you are, and you used programs to become who you are today, and how can you not support these, you know, entitlement programs to help people in your situation, help kids that were in your situation? He goes, mm-hmm. Look, he's like, I don't support him because he said, we are now keeping people held down with these programs. They're expecting to be taken care of.
Yep.
And he said, we're not building people who want to work and get out of where they are. They're just happy to stay in that environment. He's like, I want kids to work out of where they are. And I was like, oh, finally, somebody's saying something. Anyway, right. He sounded half alive.
Yeah.
So, you
good.
Know.
That's
yeah.
good. Nice to know.
Kind of exciting.
You're watching, keeping your focus on it, and then you can bring us up to date, because I'm pretty much checked out of all that stuff at the moment.
They love you so much.
Yeah. 19 after on Good Day.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the 4 Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screening, sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Oh. okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's spend some time on the late night shows. It surprises me, Jennifer, even, that I have paid as much attention here as I have to Stephen Colbert, because it appears to be that I, I'm frequently wrong about stuff in terms of his ability to get an audience. I thought he would turn me off, but he actually hasn't. I don't stay up and watch these shows. I do, however, like it when we have excerpts from them because it sort of serves a purpose of putting a smile on our face. So let's start out with Stephen Colbert joking here about the likely replacement for Speaker Boehner.
As you know, John Boehner is stepping down as Speaker of the House and riding off into the sunset. Speaker Boehner's likely replacement is House Majority Leader and your friend's dad forcing you to go to church with them, Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy's got plenty of support in Congress, so he's got the House part down. But apparently, he's still working on the Speaker.
Today, to have a minority group within one party to say you cannot have a debate, you cannot have a vote on the bill, isn't too important. And today is the day that we should really look to and the pressure mount to actually let the people have a say.
Strong English-like words.
All right. The best thing to come out of Colbert this week is the conversation he had with President Clinton.
So cool, yeah. He's always good.
Yep, and here he talks to the former president about who he likes in the race.
Who do you like for 2016? And please try to be impartial here. Who do you think is most qualified to hold office in 2016?
The lady I saw singing on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, she was very good. Yeah. That Val woman was wonderful.
Yeah.
She was really wonderful.
Made me want to take a drink with her.
Yeah.
All right. Here he talks about Bernie Sanders.
Why do you think Bernie Sanders is doing so well?
Because there are a lot of people all over the world that are really hacked off, that they think the system's rigged against them and the rich get all the gains.
Mm-hmm.
And in America, a lot of them believe that the Republicans have been rewarded for, they reward the people who go the furthest to the right. So the Democrats would be even more effective if they move further to the left.
Boy, is he sounding old and tired.
It sounds like his dentures are going to pop out or something, doesn't he? Poor guy.
Here he is talking about Donald Trump.
Why do you think Trump is doing so well?
Because he's a master brander, and he's the most interesting character out there. And bad because he says something that overrides the ideological differences. You look at the first debate, a lot of those guys were competing for who could be the most politically correct in the answer. Trump says, okay, I supported Democrats, I supported Republicans. Yeah, I used to be friends with Bill Clinton, who cares? I run things, and I built things, and you need somebody that'll go in there and fix it. And if they don't let me fix it, I'll just get them out of the way. That is, it may have a short half-life, his campaign. I can't tell yet. But he's a master brander, and there is a macho appeal to saying, I'm just sick of nothing happening. I make things happen. Vote for me.
Yep. It's pretty much right on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Here they talk about the rumor that he asked Trump to run.
There's a rumor out there, and you feel free to dispel this. Did you call Donald Trump and ask him to run for president of the United States?
No.
No. That would be pretty smart, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I get credit for doing a lot of things I didn't do like that. But his daughter told my daughter that he had tried to call me, and I didn't get the message.
Yeah.
So I simply called him back, and I don't know whether he had ever intended to discuss this with me or not. And I think by the time I got him back, he had forgotten why he called me in the first place. But
you never said, like, Iowa is beautiful this time of year or anything like that? Nothing
not a
like
thing.
That?
I had a very pleasant conversation with him, and it wasn't about running for office. So I missed the chance.
Yeah. And you know what? Those sorts of things happen all the time. I think there's nothing facetious about that. I think these guys talk to themselves, talk to each other like this.
It's a club.
All is exactly right. It's a club. It's the rich guy and gal club in this circumstance. Rich because of their business and political connections. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, frankly. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance coming right up. So why did Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders end up speaking at Jerry Falwell's Liberty University?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. Talk about Daniel in the lion's den. Bernie Sanders went to Jerry Falwell's Liberty University to talk about income inequality. Smart move?
Oh, I thought he succeeded brilliantly. He went into what might be considered enemy territory. He treated his audience with respect, acknowledged the differences he has with them, but tried to engage them on a different moral plane than the issues these evangelicals are used to being identified with. And, you know, while he didn't persuade many, if any, he came out, I think, with some respect. I think it's something that's rarely done on either side, and I thought he did it very well.
Good for him for accepting the invitation and going there and expressing his views in a civil but forceful way, and good for Liberty for having him and the students for sitting there and listening politely. And let me tell you, if it had been Rick Santorum at Oberlin College, the reaction would have been very different.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Conversation mode, shall we? We.
All the way home.
I'm very French after going to La Boheme last night. I'm very, very French.
Yeah, I want to hear all about that.
Yeah, it'll be a short story.
So is it really true,
what?
Dougie, as I predicted, that you would fall asleep during the big program?
I'm not sure that's any of your business.
Come on, be honest. Show of honesty.
I didn't fall asleep until after the lights went down. And I didn't stay asleep. I was awake here and there. There's some great music, very familiar music, comes from this show. So we'll dabble into that later on. But Meredith said I made a valiant effort.
That's very nice of her to make you feel better.
Well, I just love spending time with her no matter what it is that we do. So there you go. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join Jennifer and Kenny and me in a moment. And the focus on early fall colds and your gut will be a part of our discussion. I'm sure of that. I want to know why Paul Ryan is not a candidate for House Speaker. Why wouldn't he be the best of all of these? I don't even know who these guys are. McCarthy sounds like a lightweight.
Now he's a House Majority Leader.
I don't care if he's House Majority Leader or not. He sounds like a lightweight.
He and Paul Ryan are kind of like, you know, buddies. And so Ryan's not going to run against Kevin McCarthy. And I also think that Paul Ryan's probably just biding his time. He's liking where he is. He doesn't want to give up his committee placement. And, you know, he's a young guy. He's got plenty of time.
Jack, are you there?
Certainly am.
Okay. So Jason Chaffetz, is that how you pronounce his name?
Chaffetz.
He's your congressman, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What can you tell us about him? He's one of the ones that wants to be speaker as well.
Well, he's made an absolutely phenomenal rise in the Republican Party leadership.
How old is he?
Oh, he must. I don't think he's out of his early 40s at the latest.
Did you vote for him?
Did I? No, he's not in my district.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
in his district. He's one of four congressmen from Utah.
Would you have voted for him if you had been able to? That
yes,
be...
at the very beginning, I certainly would have, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so anyway, what do we need to know about him? Is he a Mormon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He came to BYU to be a place kicker for the BYU football team.
Really?
And converted to Mormonism while he was at BYU.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he got into Congress, he brought a cot for the first, I don't know, like 2 months. He wouldn't leave his office for 2 months.
Really?
Yes, and slept in his office overnight in a cot.
Smelled pretty good in his office after a week or two.
And that caught a lot of attention. I think that might have been just showmanship, but that caught an awful lot of attention. And he's had some successful committee positions.
Hmm.
And there's enough of the Republican interest in Congress who have just been terribly burned by Boehner and his policies and mm-hmm. his control of the House that they might just take a Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, McCarthy's probably the one that's going to get it, but they have a meeting today. There's a closed caucus meeting today of Republican leadership, and whoever they come out carrying the banner of that meeting today will probably end up being the speaker.
It's like the white smoke when they're going to find a new pope. You know,
Jack all worked up about Republican and Democrat politics. Who would have thunk it?
I know. Well, Jack pays attention, and many people were saying that Jason Chaffetz was kind of throwing his name in there because he wanted some attention. You know, he's not very well known nationally, but he's making a name for himself. He was one of the guys who was really hammering that Planned Parenthood woman when he was really direct with her.
Yes, he's been very direct with military leaders. He's been very direct with bankers, and he just won't let their standard answers satisfy him. He goes for the throat, and that's caught a lot of attention.
Really? All right. So that's I'm very interested, and I was happy to hear you explain, Jennifer, the relationship between Ryan and McCarthy, because I think Ryan is the best leader the Republicans have.
That's what Trey Gowdy said. Trey Gowdy said, if I were going to pick somebody, it would be Paul Ryan, because he's
all
super
the
smart.
Republican senators and congressmen, all of them, the only one who shines, the only one that I can see in this whole bunch of baloney seekers is Ryan.
Now, the twist here is that you actually don't have to be in Congress to be Speaker of the House.
Really?
I don't think many people know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't remember it if I did know it. It's true. You don't have to actually be in Congress. So people have been saying, let's get Alan West. Let's get all these people in there.
You should do it.
It would never happen because these guys are so full of ego and they want that position for themselves. But I was chatting with Fred Dreyer yesterday. Let me trip over that name. He was a very politically active guy, but he was on the Giants and the Rams, and he was the star of Hunter, of course, and he said, that Kevin McCarthy, he's like John Boehner without the scotch.
And the cigarettes. Yeah, that could be it. All right, so that's that story wrapped up. Let's spend a moment or two on the professional sports team atmosphere that's going on in some of the stadiums for this fall's college football season. There seems to be a change in the stadium concession stands, and the attention that's being directed toward this is basically a focus on money and how these teams are bringing money to their campuses, to their colleges. And one of the things that I find distasteful is the amount of alcohol that's being sold on these on the occasion of these Saturday games. There is I was just looking at what's going on in West Virginia, for example, at the stadium there. The concession stands are selling domestic and imported beer, domestic and imported wine. They're selling hard liquor, gluten-free hard cider.
Why is this a surprise to you? Alcohol goes with sporting events like peanut butter.
This is college, for God's sakes.
But the people in the crowd aren't always in college.
Well, but it still is bad. I think it's a terrible
president. Breaking news, most people in college are over 21.
Yeah, I still think this is a very bad, maybe I'm the only one who thinks it, a very bad precedent.
Bring on the booze, baby.
Yeah, well, see, with this, what does that say about the values of these schools? It's just about the money. It's becoming like politics.
Of course it is. That's what sports is.
Oh, so I'm naive.
Yeah.
Well, the schools are just about the money, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so.
I remember a Catholic schoolgirl
that
I am.
For a life of
I remember being shocked when I went into the campus of CSUN for the first time and realized there was actually a bar on campus. I was like, what? Yeah. I mean, it freaks you out because you don't realize.
Well, we didn't, when I remember going to school, but I also remember when I was on the board of trustees of my alma mater, we had, I mean, there was alcohol, and everybody knew there was alcohol here and there. When I was a student there, I remember the controversy was whether to drink the beer. It was 3-2 beer, and that was it. And I remember once having a swig of it. It was like drinking salt water. So I never went back to it. I didn't drink anyway. But all of the... there's so much attention focused on this kind of stuff. Hello, you're going to school. Yep, it's good to have a social education. I think that was the best part of me going to Heidelberg, was having a social education. But for God's sakes, what are you doing with your time during the day? Are you going to class? Are you studying? Are you getting something out of going to school? What is? It's so much focus on what else goes on at school besides, hello, going to school. Maybe I'm just out of touch. That could be it. Wow. Don't all run into the room and join the chorus at the same time. Dr. Jack Stockwell will continue his focus on his expertise as a doctor in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish Woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/WeekDays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll reveals 79% of Americans say they go online at least once a day, and 69% think it's necessary to own the latest devices. Bob Wasserman is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Allstate.
Digital capabilities are a great way for consumers to connect, to be informed of news, to hear about topics that are of interest to them, and the Allstate Heartland poll really picked up that thread as we listened to what's important to consumers.
Most Americans say their quality of life has improved because of technology, but there are times they will always prefer personal interactions, like the ones they can find only at local businesses.
The Allstate Heartland poll really reinforced the importance of a local business, but it doesn't mean that digital is not an important part of that relationship. In fact, it's an important way that a local business can supplement their presence.
The survey also revealed Americans think volunteering for a cause makes a bigger impact than simply sharing information through social media. Learn more at heartlandmonitor.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
46 after the hour. No, isn't it 44 past the hour? Come on, Doug, get it right. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell to not talk about politics.
Yeah, no.
Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. And in that role, I was saying the other day, whenever I have gotten treatment, I felt that the focus was on the neck. But it's the whole spine. And those who have lower back pain would do well to find somebody like Jack. If you can find, there are only like 300 of them in the whole country. And they work so well. I think I've gone off on this 3 or 4 times because it's so fascinating. But it's worth another moment or two, Jack.
Yes.
I'm reading a book about life and its beginnings. And there are some really graphic pictures of the embryo as it develops. And you look at these pictures, And the old expression, a picture's worth a thousand words, the explanation of what's going on is part of what's here, but you just look at these pictures of how, as the cellular structure of the baby builds after 4 weeks and 6 weeks and 8 weeks, and
yes,
the eyes develop, but the heart is what develops first, and then the spine before the brain. And it just it's fascinating to see this whole curvature and how it takes place. And then you realize, not that you shouldn't realize it anyway as a functioning adult, but how important the spine is. Everything is attached to it. And that's why chiropractors with credibility say, if your spine isn't healthy, you're not going to be healthy.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you're talking about the development of the fetus, going to become the baby, of course.
Right.
One thing they recently discovered, not too terribly long ago, with electron microscopes, is that, you know, when a female is born, she has all the eggs in her ovaries that she's going to have. They don't develop, they mature after birth, but they don't develop. What they found with electron microscopes is that every single egg, 200 to 300,000 per ovary, is individually wired to the brain.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
I think about my breath away.
As you do the harmful, horrible things to your body that you do, we abuse our bodies so much. Alcohol, tobacco, and not getting enough rest. And people say to me, well, look at all the thrills and chills and spills you've taken as a farmer. Yeah, I don't know that it's different. Some people say it is. Some people say it isn't. But I'm not doing the deliberate things that some people do with what they eat or drink or smoke that I think is harmful, because we understand the body not only is forgiving, but the body is so strong. And then, do you give any thought at all to how it got that way? Where does this body come from?
No, we just take so many things for granted.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk for a minute about a couple of things that are related to you and your practice in Salt Lake. You've created these long life energy enzymes that are compounded by you, your wife, or you came up with the formula. The things
Mary
that are in them. Mary's very instrumental in your practice as well, keeping it afloat. There are probiotics. There's Gymnema. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Gymnema.
Gymnema
is known to revitalize destroyed beta cells in the pancreas that's associated with type 1 diabetes.
Well, you have the podcast this week, excuse me, at ForbiddenDoctor.com that you and Mary produce as well, is an explanation of the enzymes and how they heal the pancreas and help with diabetes. And I told you, Meredith really loves them. I'm taking them too, mostly because I want to make sure I'm warding off whatever may be going on in my body. You all need to at least understand what these long life energy enzymes are all about. You can read about them by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, and click on the long life energy enzymes. And if you decide you want to buy some, use a code Doug, get 10% off. These things are well worth the investment of time it takes for you to read about them, see what they're going to do for your body, and then taking them. And it's practical.
I think I took too many of them last night.
How's that?
Well, I keep trying to overdose. I keep trying to find out how many are too many.
Really?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. And I took.
And what are you up to now?
Well, yeah. I took four before I left the clinic, and then before bed last night, I took six.
Really?
And this is no exaggeration. I woke up last night every 30, 45 minutes, maybe every hour, wanting to get up and run.
Good for you, Jeff.
I am serious.
Sure, Mary was happy about that.
I'm not taking that many tonight.
That is,
because I want to see if you can overdose on this, and if you overdose, what kind of a reaction you can get.
Yep.
Well, there's just too much energy for me to be able to sleep during the night.
Let's talk about colds.
Sure.
And fall colds and what happens. You say everything about your health begins in the gut.
Yes.
So are you, if you have colds and the things that come with change in seasons, it's just because you have a weak immune system, pretty much,
right? Absolutely, absolutely. You're under a constant barrage of cold viruses all the time. I mean, you can't. The same thing with flu viruses. And as we move towards the winter, we've got less sunshine, we have less vitamin D. With less vitamin D, we have less calcium absorption in the gut, and your immune system is absolutely weakened when you have less calcium in the system. There's a relationship between the sun and the life, which is why we're much more active and healthier in the summer than we are in the winter. But it still comes down to the resiliency of the gut and its ability, because most of the immune system is in the gut. Anywhere from 80 to 85% is located in the gut. The healthier the gut, the healthier the immune system, the healthier you are.
So if you don't want any colds or the flu this season, take Jack's advice, strengthen that immune system. Dr. Jack Stockwell, theforbiddendoctor.com on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Time for today's technology story. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin. Here he's the expert from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there. Yeah, he and who's got the nerve to?
Hello. Yeah,
huh?
That's you, Dougie. Come on.
It's annoying.
All this stuff. Watching videos while you're on.
No, I'm actually, you know what? This is one of the most damnable things about all this junk that we have around us, this technology. There's so much. You get hit with so much crap when you're trying to find something. It doesn't make any difference. There's an ad that pops up here, there, and everywhere. And it's... it's just annoying. It's just more than annoying.
You know, there was a story that in the news in the last couple of days that even advertisers are frustrated and can't figure out how to do it effectively.
Yeah,
and they don't want to do it.
It's too much.
Yeah, they would just like to talk to the people who are interested and not talk to the people who aren't interested.
Right.
And technology someday will help or may help,
well,
but we're not there yet.
I think there's a lot of that, though. When you Google something, that shows, according to them, you have an interest in it. So a lot of the ads that come back to you are aimed at the things that you Google.
Well,
right?
You were 100, of course. That's Google's business model there.
Right, it is.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Greg Stebbin back with us as we talk about Microsoft, the first laptop that they've ever had. Is it a good one? We'll find out about that, plus the results of the poll on LinkedIn here on Good Day.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the owner events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Molly socks.
Yes, Dave!
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly!
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy!
Putty odor, please!
Yes, Haley!
Cat feet! Wait, cat teeth!
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross!
Odor Events, the show that really stinks!
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, the poll on LinkedIn, are you on LinkedIn? See how that share. 26% said, no, I don't see the point. 27%, I don't even know what LinkedIn is. That shows our audience and where they are. 25% said, yeah, but I rarely go there. That would be my answer to the question. 13% said, I love LinkedIn, and 10% said, I used to be there, but I get tired of all the spam. That's going to be a real problem for them. All of the stuff that is
when
you
confront. Break your trust or your relationship with people, it's hard to win them back. You can do it, and it can be done, and I think LinkedIn will do it, yeah. But it's hard.
Yeah. All right, Microsoft, speaking of breaking trust with the people who use you, they have abused their customers to a fare thee well. Does this first laptop that they have introduced this week make up for it? And a lot of the talk about Windows 10 may not be as bad as you and I thought it was going to be.
Well, I mean, you know, you've heard me say now, when if you have Windows 8, Windows 10 is the difference between somebody hitting you in the head with a hammer and stopping. I mean, it's that much better.
Perfect.
And it's great. On par with Windows 7. So if you have Windows 7, you say to yourself, do I stick with what I know or do I take the chance of trying something new? And, you know, it depends on how risk adverse you are. If you're risk adverse, stick with 7. So this new laptop, it hasn't been on the street yet, so a limited number of people have seen it and put their hands on it. It looks great. Some of the claims by Microsoft are a bit questionable. They said, among other things, it's the fastest laptop of its size ever made. Yes, it is today, perhaps, but it was clearly being compared to the MacBook Pro, which is due for a refresh. So they were comparing their brand new technology against something that won't even exist probably within a few months. So it's a claim that's a little bit trumped up, but it's still looks to be a great machine. It's probably the best convertible notebook in the Windows line ever made.
Huh.
And they should be commended.
You buy one?
I would consider buying one.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I have a 10-year-old laptop here. I was just getting it tuned in. Fixed up, ready for me to use.
There you go.
Right. I'm ready. And then maybe 10 years from now, I'll use one of these new Windows laptops. Here's the story. Greg Stebbin here with his expertise on...
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.